All right, welcome back to RBKD. It is a Marching Band Monday edition of RBKD. That is the musical theme. My man John doing a great job playing jams you would know, but yet the Marching Band cover version of those jams you would know.
Hold on, this is the first one.
Hold on. I kind of hear it.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, I do have it.
Saturday night?
Saturday Night Live?
No, it's Elton John.
Oh, good job.
Ring-a-ding-ding, that's right.
Well,
Saturday
done.
Night's all right for fighting. Yeah. That's it. That was
good
a harder
job,
one.
I'm
KD.
An Elton John guy. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
That was a harder one.
That was really hard. I could not get that at all. That was
very
no
good.
That was really good.
Yep, and it's by, I'm just going to tell you this one here.
This was 70s Elton John, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not happy he wasn't doing drugs in the 80s, but... Like, that was the big get-ups, and he was wearing just all types of crazy stuff.
Oh,
he
sure.
Did Elton John always wear crazy stuff?
Yeah,
that,
I know. That's probably always doing
is
drugs.
Is that restricted to one decade with
no,
Elton John?
It was 70s was a little bit different, though.
He was
and
wild
no, it's
and
not.
Unusual?
It was maybe when he started doing that.
Okay. All right, so say Elton John is known for just the wackiest and wildest of
Saturday
outfits.
Night. I'm going to say Ole Miss Band.
Ole Miss? Rod?
Nah.
Shoot in the dark?
UTSA.
Nah. If we got ASU, the Sun Devils.
Oh.
Pac-12
That
country.
Makes sense. That's a party school.
Mm-hmm.
It is a party school.
Big-time party school.
You're damn right.
They're going to be doing more than fighting on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I was about to say something else. But
yeah. I thought you were going to say farting.
I almost said, I nearly just said farting.
Like,
that's what they, I thought you were going to say another F word. Or
maybe
at least
that
you said the
too.
One that wouldn't get you fired.
Yeah, if you're going with an F word, go with farting.
Go with farting.
If you want to go with the F word, go with farting. It won't get you fired.
I'm not ready to say... That word.
No.
That's good. All right.
I have to adjust when I do the podcast and come in. It's like, all right.
Oh, it's true. Do you guys drop bombs on the podcast?
We try not to.
You know, but every now and then.
But I will.
One comes out. Yeah.
It'll come out.
I've heard a couple.
It's nice to let it just come out.
Yeah, I try.
Like a fart. You don't want to hold it in.
Way to bring it.
You can do bodily damage.
Oh, really? Is
that I don't know.
Is that the thing? It's
usually
like,
an excuse.
It's like, hold it. Remember on Seinfeld? It was like why he was the public urination episode.
Oh, yeah.
When George gets caught. So you don't want to hold it in. That can do severe damage
yeah.
to you.
Only Larry David would have been worried about that.
That's great. I didn't know farting also had the same issue that you hold in a fart is bad.
Kids
for you.
Use that, though. You can use that one.
Oh, you can use it because honestly, medically, I don't know if there's medical evidence against it.
I've read studies.
Is there medical evidence against it that says, you know what I mean? That
I would like to see that thesis. I've spent my whole life to help people out, but I wanted to focus on this.
Is holding in a fart truly unhealthy for you?
Does it hurt you? I would hate to do the studies on that.
It can't help you. Let's
I wouldn't
honest.
Think it could help.
It can't be healthy.
It can't help.
That's not good. That's stuff that needs to be out of your body. Your
right.
body literally wants it out of you.
But I wouldn't think holding in a burp
hurting,
will help.
Holding in anything is probably bad for you.
Yeah.
Your body wants it out. It wants
We're
to...
telling you. Let it go.
Well, excuse yourself
Fart,
first.
Burp, pee.
Excuse yourself first.
Puke, sneeze, whatever.
Go in the corner first. And no elevators, by the way.
No.
That's
don't
when
do
you
it
got. That's one of the rules. Certain rules you got to hold it.
What if
an elevator is one?
What
of
if
them.
You're going up in the Sears Tower, going to the top deck? No, that could be like, what if it's a multiple minute ride?
That is a great SNL skit.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go all the way up to the top.
We're now 410 of the Sears Tower, or whatever they call it now. It's
and
like,
here's somebody,
oh, man.
Somebody's stomach yeah. making noises.
I've got 20 seconds left.
You just make an emergency stop on one of the floors. It's like, oh, you got to press whatever the next floor is. Bing! And just go.
Right, but if you're on the tour, it's going up there.
Is you going, that's true. You're
Your
going
ears start
to the
popping.
Top.
You ever been to the top of Sears Tower?
I don't think so. I've been Empire State Building, but I don't think I've been to the top of Sears Tower. Yeah, I don't think I've been to the top of that one.
Top,
I mean, Empire State
top
Building
of the
one.
John Hancock's the one to go to because they have a bar up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Last time I was up there was with Trey when Trey was living in Chicago, and it was really windy city, right there off Michigan, and it, you know, it swaying a little bit.
That
structurally,
I can't,
they have to do that.
Yeah,
and so you could feel it sway.
I don't want to feel the sway.
It's like, hey,
that freaks me out.
Give me a double.
I don't like that.
Because I don't like heights anyway. I was like, I'm not digging this.
No, I can't do that. No, that would freak me out. Because Empire State Building, you don't feel the sway. I know
no.
it sways, but you don't feel it.
You don't feel it.
So you feel it?
You don't really feel it in Hancock. You felt it that day.
That day because the winds were so
strong. It was that windy.
Yeah. Yeah, the really high like observation areas of really big towers and skyscrapers. I'm not into it. I do it. I've done it. But, man, I'm not really into it. It's not really my thing.
Well, they didn't have this last time I went to Sears Tower, but because that was when I was a kid. But now they've got one where it extends a little bit.
Oh, you can walk out
and
like
you can
the,
walk out and look
see-through?
Down. No, thanks.
Hell no.
No, thanks.
I think Vegas has like one of those too.
I'll look out the window.
Oh, yeah. Vegas has one of those like roller coasters that like you ride and they like it lurches over the edge and like hang and like does like this to you and then it goes back. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're right because I think I've seen that because Vegas has like a slide too. There's like a see-through slide.
There's a lot of stuff they like to play that.
When I was in Vegas with Pluckers, they tried to get me to go on that. I go, absolutely not.
No way.
Have a little bit of fun. I'm in Vegas. I plan on it.
I'm in Vegas.
Tell you what, we got strip clubs. We got blackjack. Let's go.
You sound like Seinfeld.
Let's go.
Very Seinfeldian.
I'm here to have fun. Like, I'm in Vegas.
Have a little fun. Yeah. I'm in Vegas.
I'm in Vegas. I'm having fun. I don't need that to add to my fun.
Even the, even Christians call it Sin City. We're here to have fun.
You get me up there and it's not going to be a fart.
Well done.
All
way to
the
bring
way
it
through.
Full circle.
All the way
we cannot
through.
Stop until all it comes way, all
full
circle.
Circle.
Now let's get back to sports, damn it. That's what I like to hear. That's what I'm talking about. Consistency. All right. The AP poll, the coaches poll is out. The latest coaches poll. The AP poll is out too. Is the AP poll come out?
Yes, it's out too.
Is it out too? Okay, we'll get the AP poll for you. I got the coaches poll, but I'll get the AP poll for you as well. But the latest coaches poll has, I'll be quick here, Georgia number one, Cincinnati number two, Alabama, the Alabama Crimson Tide number three, and then Oklahoma is your top four. Right outside of that, though, and how, okay.
So Alabama jumped Oklahoma.
In the AP poll.
In the AP poll.
Okay. How did Michigan, why is Michigan ranked below Ohio State? Because Michigan's at seven.
People aren't buying them
five.
Yet. People aren't buying it. They look at how they've played and who they've played, and they're just not buying it yet. And you know what? I understand that.
Like I said, I want to see them beat Michigan State, which is at number seven, by the way, in this coach's poll.
I think if they win that game, they will bump up against Ohio State. And in fairness to Ohio State, since they've gotten Kerry Combs out of there and they've got the secondary coach, I was looking his name up yesterday or last night. Why did I forget his name? I'll get it here in a second. But he's been calling plays. And Ohio State, I know Indiana's not worth much. Ohio State looked good, and C.J. Stroud looked good.
Their
that whole
offense,
team, that offense looked really good.
That offense is clicking again, yeah. And the defense, all the defense had to do was not be a liability.
Right.
Like the defense was at one point just a sieve, and now I think they've gotten to the point where, no, they're not a liability anymore. So offensively, they're playing really great complementary football. I think if Michigan beats Michigan State, though, they should leapfrog Oklahoma.
I think they should leapfrog Ohio State and Oklahoma. Right. And you could even say Alabama at that point.
You could argue they should leapfrog. Yeah, I didn't think you're right. Got it. Alabama
well,
had the loss to the
Aggies.
If
you want to get real about this, and Cincinnati too. And throw in Georgia. Not Georgia.
No, you could argue the Cincinnati.
You could argue.
The strength of schedule at that point.
Second.
Yeah, strength of schedule at that point. And then, man. So Michigan controls their own fate.
Absolutely do.
Michigan wants to play in the College Football Playoff. All they got to do is keep winning. And honestly, the way it's working out, because they're going to play two top seven teams.
And three top 25 teams.
Yeah, you
still have Penn State.
They still got Penn State, yeah. And
on the road.
It's a good point. So Michigan, as long as they don't get blown out, they're going to be in the conversation.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Oregon, number eight. So Oregon still climbing back up after that win over UCLA.
Anthony Brown, what are you doing, man? Yeah. And I love how chill you are, but the second interception, the one in the end zone, as you're driving to win and you're running off the clock and you're about to just finish that thing, don't give me a smile.
Did he smile?
Not a time for a smile.
Did he smile?
Yeah. Kind of one of those.
Nervous tick.
I can't believe
nervous
what's
tick.
Going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not I'm really happy, but
yeah, nervous
unbelievable.
Tick, smile. I get it. Yeah.
Not unbelievable.
Yeah.
When that left your hand, we all thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
All of us had had money on the Ducks.
No, that's right, because some people like laugh awkwardly when they are nervous. They'll laugh, and it's not necessarily a comedic situation, but it's like, why are you laughing? It's like, I'm just laughing because I'm nervous as hell. So I get that, but still not a good look. Ole Miss, number nine here. Iowa, 10. Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, 8-11.
Yeah, you know what? They're doing everything they can.
You know what? That's just, to me, it just shows you that Brian Kelly.
I said that like a parent that knows my kid's
not
very bright.
Exactly, but Brian Kelly's a good coach.
We're happy with the 88.
But it shows me that Brian Kelly's he's just problem solving.
He is.
Because they got a ton of issues. You've talked about them all
year
long.
Tons of injuries.
And they got one loss.
Yeah.
And same thing with Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley's a hell of a coach. Why? Because they got a ton of issues. Zero losses.
They're 8-0, and they're not impressive. The impressive thing about that is the coach has been able to get them through that.
Same thing with Gundy.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State's got issues. Find a way to win a damn game.
Yep.
Just go find a way to win the game. So that's why I admire coaches like that. They got to find a way to win ugly. Wake Forest, Kentucky's at 12 behind Notre Dame. Wake Forest is probably the biggest surprise maybe of this season so far. But at this point, anybody had Wake Forest at 7-0? Anybody?
No. No.
Anybody.
I knew the ACC was going to be garbage, and
you
I didn't have them at 7-0.
You did say they were going to be, it's going to be hot garbage.
Got on them maybe in week 3 or 4, watched them, and thought, okay, they're going to be a good team to bet with because they're
nobody sees this coming.
And no one gives them respect.
Great point.
So I think that's probably gone a little bit now. But, yeah, no, I didn't see that preseason. Give them some love.
Yeah, and they're ranked right ahead of A&M at 14, Oklahoma State at 15. How about this? The love to the Texas schools. You got SMU at 16.
Big game this weekend.
Against U of H?
Yeah.
That is going to be huge.
And U of H is favored.
We're going to preview that game, actually. That's a big
game.
We
are going to preview that
game. We're going to preview that game a little bit. I've been doing some research on that game.
I think I may be putting some money on SMU.
Ooh, oh.
Houston's favored in this game.
Houston, dude, Houston's pass rush is nasty.
So going up against an SMU offensive line.
Which is also one of the better ones.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's going to be.
And Tanner Mordecai in that passing game.
I'll give you some numbers on U of H's pass rush. It is actually one of the best in the country. It's crazy how good it is. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that good.
It's really, really good. That's one of the reasons they've been so successful so far this year. Penn State at 17. Baylor Bears, Texas Wolves next opponent at 18. Pitt.
16 in the AP poll, too.
Baylor is?
Yeah.
Getting some respect, man. Pitt, I was saying my man KD said Pitt was going to beat the hell out of Clemson, and they did. So they're at 19. San Diego State at 20. Auburn at 21. UTSA.
Good for them.
At 22. Coach Jeff Traylor putting in work down
good
there.
For them. They're at 23 in the AP poll. They moved up a spot there, moved up 3 spots in the coaches' poll. Jeff Traylor, we talked about it earlier.
Man, he's doing well. He's doing really well there.
And speaking of SMU, I think Tech would look at head coaches in the state of Texas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Traylor?
Jeff Traylor is definitely one of them.
And then also?
Who am I missing?
SMU.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Now you got a sample size, too.
Yeah.
This is not an aberration there at SMU. They've built something special.
And he's got Tech connections. Which is huge.
Dude, you might have just named the next coach.
Sonny Dykes would make a lot of sense to me.
Makes a ton of sense, actually. Get real quick stat. We're talking about U of H. Give my man Mike Craven credit because I got it from him. He's over there working at Dave Campbell's Texas Football. The Houston defensive line now, known as Sack Avenue, they averaged over four sacks a game heading into the game against East Carolina on Saturday night. Houston's defense came up with 4 sacks in that game against Eastern Carolina. So they're mashing. But to your point about SMU, that offensive line has allowed only 2 sacks on 272 passing attacks. So SMU's allowed only 2 sacks.
Strength on strength
all year long, and right now, U of H's defensive line is nasty. They recorded 8 sacks in the win over Tulane 2 weeks ago. So Houston SMU entry week 9 battle with a combined 13-1 record. SMU and U of H. Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
Man.
Good game.
So a lot of talk about state of Texas football.
Yeah, and UTSA too. Doing really well.
Yeah, no, give him love and give Jeff Traylor love. He that was a good hire.
Great hire.
Was that Charlie who made that hire? And then Tom Herman didn't keep him around.
He didn't keep him around. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not blaming Tom Herman for that. Coaches want to build their own staff. But then I think even back then people were saying you should try to keep Jeff Traylor. He's a hell of a coach.
I will blame him because I was saying that at the time. And you had to restructure your coaching staff. So it's not like you nailed it.
Great point. Something that
makes me want to drink. Right?
Something they did nail was Bud Light. You damn right. Makes me want to drink a little bit. And if you want to drink a little bit, make sure you do it in a safe and responsible fashion. So make sure you stop by your local grocery store, stop by your local convenience store on the way home, and pick up a nice ice cold case of Bud Light. Remember, folks, you can also order Bud Light from Drizzly and have Bud Light delivered right to your door. That is a safe and responsible way to enjoy the sure sign of a good time. But this weekend, great time hanging out at the house. Got a little bye week for the Cowboys and the Longhorns, but still got a chance to enjoy Bud Light. Got a chance to enjoy some Bud Light and some football. Nothing better than football and Bud Light. America's favorite game and America's favorite beer. Nothing better than that. That is a championship tag team. So, folks, remember, Bud Light is my choice. Should be yours, too. You want to be the life of the party? Bring more Bud Light to the party. Remember, Bud Light is America's beer of choice and the world's favorite light beer.
Who would you pick in the AFC to win the whole thing right now?
Right now in the AFC.
Got the Bengals blowing out the Ravens.
I probably would still take the Bills, but, man, the Titans are trending in the right direction, and the Bengals are the real deal. Bengals look like they're the real deal. Anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not counting out the Ravens yet.
I don't know.
They didn't play well.
No, it's like 4 or 5 teams you could throw in the mix there. I totally the great, like, four or five teams AFC.
I think you probably lean with the Bills right now.
I lean the Bills, but the Titans are, I'm telling you, the Titans
would be right there.
Titans are trending, man. I know they had a bad loss to the Jets, but the Titans are getting, they're showing me that physicality element, but also they're showing me multiple ways to win. Like, they won last game against Kansas City. Derrick Henry didn't have to run for over 100 yards. So their identity is a little bit more malleable than I thought.
Yeah, 29 carries for 86 yards.
Which is...
That is Jamal Lewis era NFL.
Right, but
And they didn't need him.
They didn't need him, but they wanted to maintain that identity. So he got 29 carries, but he wasn't really effective.
Yeah.
He wasn't that effective.
Well, you're also up 27-0 at the half.
Yeah.
So they took the foot off the gas. If they wanted to win that thing...
That's true.
40-3, they could have.
It looks like that anyway. Yeah, so Titans are, that's a team to watch, man. Titans are a team to watch. They can stay healthy, and health is going to be a big factor for all of these teams going down the stretch, let's be honest.
It's wide open in both college and pro football, and
well,
I love it.
Well, just because the teams we thought would be the front run, teams that are going to dominate, right? Bama here at the college level, Clemson at the college level, Ohio State at the college level.
Even Oklahoma, who's 8-0.
Oklahoma.
I picked Oklahoma to win the national championship.
I did too.
And they're 8-0.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's no chance in hell that's going to happen right now.
No way that they make it to a national title.
Not this team.
No way. They're not even make it there. They're definitely not going to win it. I don't think they're going to make it now with this team. But I think that's what you're saying. Like, just like the Kansas City Chiefs, they were the favorite to win the AFC, hands down. Now they're barely a lock to make, barely even a projection to make the playoffs. So. It's wide open.
Yeah.
Now it's wide open in the AFC because your team that everybody projected to win it, including myself, not really a factor.
This could be the year for the state of Georgia. I hate to jinx Dave Paul, but Georgia is the best team in college football. We'll see how that plays out. And Atlanta is four wins away. The Braves, baby.
Oh, they're talking about the Falcons. I was saying,
No.
I was like, the Falcons are
I don't think the Hawks are going to do anything. So I'm just talking about, hey, don't be greedy, okay? It's been tough for your state. Just take what you can get. You're up 28-3.
I would say Houston might need it more than Atlanta. I know Georgia has had their issues, but the city of Houston, losing to Deshaun Watson.
Well, this is all you have.
This is all you got. The Rockets are rebuilding for the next 4 or 5 years, and the Texans are going to be a fuster cluck. For at least the next 3 or 4 years, easily. This is all you got is the Astros winning this. And then you're about to lose. I mean, I think you'll lose Correa, too. Right?
Oh, yeah. I would think so.
I mean,
they say they're going
to
make a run
at
him. Them,
but, yeah, I don't think they'll be able to. I don't think they could afford them. They're not going to break the bank for Correa. That's not really their blueprint right now.
And
that's
they've
not
been
the
able to
operate.
Win without doing it.
Yeah, that's not how they operate.
And my guess is I don't think Corey Seager is going to end up with the Dodgers. You know, if you look at the crux or really the tree that all this stuff has fallen off of, it's Tampa Bay. Dodgers, guy came from Tampa Bay, Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
You got James, what is it? Glick,
yeah.
Who's Tampa Bay guy.
Yeah.
He's in Houston. So they've got more money to spend, but they're still not going to get away from their cheap roots.
Yeah. The frugal.
Frugal roots.
Frugalities.
Frugal roots.
Cheap, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who's saying anyone's cheap here? Oh, I am. Hey, we'll be back. We'll talk a little Houston. Deshaun Watson, those trade talks are heating up. Got November 2nd. That's the in-season trade deadline, and it looks like there's more than one suitor right now. This is RBKD on the Horn. Give him hell. Make me. Let's stop there.
That's not the kid-friendly version.
No, it's not the kid-friendly version.
You're singing the adult version.
This is a hell of a fight song.
It is a hell of a fight song. That's great. I think you cheated a little bit, though. John cheated a little bit.
Yeah. I know. You were grumbling like, heck.
What are you grumbling for?
Well, I like the song, but he said he was going to play like popular songs people would know from the radio that's played by like marching
bands. We haven't heard this in a week in 2 quarters.
That's why. This is the last song I'm playing today.
Gold.
What's up,
John? No, I'm just playing. I said this is the last song I'm playing today. I want to go off with a bang. Like you said, it's been so long.
That's true.
So long. I need to get some school spirit up in here.
So, John, your objective.
That's crazy.
We went to school here. We love that fight song.
We do.
That's a good fight song, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay.
Well, I need more.
I could hear something in there.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all right.
It's cute.
I need to look at the lyrics and like really dive into it. Washington
State.
Yeah,
be careful
fight
when you look at the lyrics.
That's true, because the Washington State University's fight song lyrics have like this line in it that says, "Win for victory."
Uh-huh.
And it's
we
like
we don't have anything like that.
It's just like, what are you talking? A court win for right. victory. It's like a double. Like
it's redundant. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It's like win for victory. It's like, okay, of course we're winning for victory. That's what winning is.
Win for victory and win for the left column.
It does sound like something that you'd hear in like an old time presidential speech. Win right. for victory. Yeah.
We're gonna win for victory. And we're gonna have victory to win. What? What the hell? Are you, what
that's is, not true.
What is Rod getting married?
Wow, well done.
The winning is the light that connects us all.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. It's actually pretty good, actually.
Winning makes me deliriously happy.
God, Rod, I wish you would have turned that in at some point, just like presidential, like old school, you know.
No, that's a good line, man. It's a good line. All you need is a good line. And people, you can be nonsensical, but if it's a good line delivered well,
people don't
even care if it's nonsensical.
No.
They don't care.
No.
They have no idea. They don't care about that.
Why do you like that? It sounded good.
It sounded good.
It sounded
it
good.
It sounded good.
That's exactly why.
Damn right.
All right. You know what sounds good to Texans fans? And I never thought I would say this. Well, I guess since all this stuff started, but let's rewind 2 years ago. If I would have told you, you know what's going to help out this organization? You can get him traded and get him traded before November 2nd in that deadline, Rod. But that's the case. That's where you're at right now.
I think it's happening.
You're paying him to sit there.
And it's the thing, because I heard John McClain talk about this. He was on the B&E last week, actually.
By the way, we're talking about Deshaun Watson, if I didn't know.
He's been on the rock for the last 9 months and don't know what's going on. Actually, it hadn't been that long. Yeah, I guess it has been.
It's been about
a break. He broke about early, was it February?
I think it's been about
March. I think it's been like
about eight, nine months.
Yeah, you're right about that. But John McClain said, because right now he's making like $10, $11 million a year. And the new contract kicks in next offseason. This upcoming offseason, I should say. So that'll
be in the 20s?
Oh, I want to say it's like 30-something.
Get rid of 30 million something.
And they were like, We don't even want to be in the situation where, or he says the organization doesn't want to be in a situation where they might even have to hold on to him to pay 30-something million.
That's when quickly you're going to call the commissioner's office.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys...
Exactly. Well, and you lose leverage. Because now everybody knows you definitely don't want him sitting on the bench on your active roster, sitting at home.
You've been able to do that because of the $11 million this year.
Yeah, $35 million? No. No organization is going to allow that to happen while you sit at home. So, and we just learned, you know what, this is good because Ian Rappaport, we have this sound, John. This is from Ian Rappaport because he was talking about the trade talks intensifying for the Texans in regard to Deshaun Watson. And he brought up an interesting point about this commissioner's exempt list. That the new CBA, and I have not read the new CBA, but the new CBA possibly changed the powers of Roger Goodell as relates to how he can discipline players for violation of conduct policy.
That's interesting. So stemming kind of to the Zeke and other stuff.
Yes, that he may not have the power that he had when he could suspend Zeke with no criminal charges filed at all. For 6 games, right? So here is Ian Rappaport talking about how the trade talks are intensifying, but also I think at the end he gets into a little bit of that too.
As of right now, Deshaun Watson is still a member of the Houston Texans, but there is a belief, a good chance, I would say, if that is not the case by the time the November 2nd trade deadline rolls around. I'm told that the Houston Texans have been engaged with multiple teams. I know there was a report last week about the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins do have some interest. Obviously, there has been some dialogue with the Houston Texans, but they are not alone. Another team to watch, the Carolina Panthers. They have not been shy about making a trade. As GM Scott Fitterer once said, they want to be in every trade. I would expect them to have conversations as well. There may be other teams. The Eagles have been another team that have been rumored to be interested in Deshaun Watson. And of course, there are several other factors. His legal situation is as yet right now unresolved. That is another factor to consider. And we should also add, if a team does trade for Deshaun Watson, who is in good shape and ready to play right now, the indications from the NFL is that he would not be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, because that is essentially if you have been charged with a violent crime or a felony. That does not appear right now to apply to Deshaun Watson. So the belief is he would be eligible to play immediately upon trade.
All right. It doesn't seem like he's going on at a commissioner's exemplist, and it doesn't seem like unless there are criminal charges filed. This remains civil, and 22 civil lawsuits is still troubling and disturbing, and I'm not siding with Deshaun Watson.
And felonies, too, I believe, if listening to that correctly, would change
everything. So, yeah, if criminal charges are filed, then this conversation is different. But right now, he can play. And he's eligible to play, and doesn't look like the NFL is going to step in and suspend him or put him on the commissioner's exempt list, because either they don't have the evidence to do it, or the new CBA doesn't necessarily allow them the kind of the unilateral power they used to have.
Right.
Where they could just suspend you willy-nilly for nothing.
No criminal charges.
Doesn't matter.
We did our own investigation.
Like, because I said so. He had the because I said so
Me
power back
movement.
In the day.
Yeah, he did.
You don't have that anymore, I don't think.
Well, he was also dealing with stuff that they had been lazy on with in
Very
regards
true.
To concussions, in regards to truly the Me Too movement, and
That's
some of
true.
The stuff they
yep.
were letting these guys get away with, which
mm-hmm.
for a long time had been way over the top, still dealing with the Ray Rice stuff.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, that was bad.
Really bad.
Yeah, you suspended a one game, remember? Initially, that was a one game suspension.
And then we saw the video.
And then we saw the video, and everyone was like, ooh.
What?
You saw that? And
you
that
saw
was
that?
Worth one game?
So,
yeah.
Women mean nothing to you.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Sorry, that was close-ended.
No, it's a great point. And we don't know when he is traded what the public blowback is going to be, regardless of whether that's criminality involved.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, there's going to be blowback.
We're just talking about, you might have women marching up to the stadium to decide, no, we're protesting against Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
We don't know. We have no idea post Me Too how this is going to work out.
But Carolina's in.
There
so, look, I said this last, I think, yeah. last week or the week before, that Sam Darnold, and I wanted, look, I was holding out hope. I wanted to see what he looked like with a real NFL organization. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, he's in a weird spot. He's averaging the lowest yards per attempt. His yards per attempt, I think, 5.4.
Oof.
But he's taking too many shots and not checking down enough. I know those two things
don't
add up.
Doesn't even make sense.
I know those two things don't add up.
Yeah.
I guess my point is he's checking down too often when he shouldn't, and then when he should check down, he's taking shots into triple coverage. He threw some balls on yesterday and then also last week, Rod.
Yeah.
It's Matt Rhule knows.
They're moving on.
They're moving on.
Yeah, you know what? They should. But and didn't Carolina have with their former owner like a sexual misconduct issue?
Ooh, I don't remember.
You don't remember the former owner? Remember they made him give
up
the Panthers?
Oh, the former owner. Yeah, yep.
He was like talking about women in jeans and like weird stuff like that.
Right.
I'm just talking because like now they're.
I hope that's not the minimum because I'm
no but
okay
or just saying no but like that's like he was I don't know all the stories but I
there
know
was some stuff
he
there.
was dismissed because of sexual misconduct allegations, and I do wonder if the organization now is top down ready for that kind of blowback, because they're gonna get blowback again for
they're
this.
Gonna get blowback but that's why I thought Philly would be perfect.
Yeah, Philly has been there before with Michael Vick
and Philly, but Philly fans,
yeah, they don't care.
Come on,
they don't care.
Was he gonna win?
They don't. Their moral standards are much lower.
You said it.
They just are. I mean, they're about winning games.
Yeah, that's what they're into.
Yeah,
they're into winning games.
They're winning games. They don't really care about the rest of it.
It's just a tougher crew.
It is. Man, they booed Santa Claus.
They pelted or they cheered Michael Irvin when they thought he couldn't walk ever again.
Oh, that's probably the low point right there.
That's pretty low. That's pretty low right there. All right, so we'll continue to keep you updated on that. Once again, November 2nd is that date, so we're getting on it. And Rod brought up some good points about leverage, too, with this whole thing and when that new contract's going to kick in. So the Texans would like to get this done. Will they get 3 first-rounders and 2 second-rounders? We'll have to wait and see. Does Tua have to be part of the deal if it's with Miami? Is Carolina really going to get in on this? Does Philadelphia, knowing that their fan base,
Texans want everybody in on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no, you want as many people in as possible, which is also why they're watching Sam Darnold the last couple games and just loving it and thinking, oh, perfect. Sammy, keep on
Sammy!
Checking down, Charlie, when you shouldn't, and keep on taking those chances when you should be checked down, Charlie. We'll be back to tell you what's on tap here on the Horn.
Welcome back to RBKD, getting you in the mood on some Texas football. Not just Texas football, Texas sports, period. My man John did a great job with the theme today. Basically, songs you would know played by some of your favorite marching bands. And this one played by the Show Band of the Southwest.
That's it.
It's a beautiful thing. I hate the uniform still.
Are they intentionally trying
to look ugly out there? What is going on with these Texas band uniforms?
I'm with you on that.
Are they trying to be the least sexy as they can be? It's got to be what's going on.
It's old.
It's really old. Come on. We can do better than that. Are all band uniforms that bad? Is that a thing?
A lot of them are, but not all of them, right?
No. Yeah. I've seen some that look like at least somewhat modernized. Those things are terrible. Anyway, what's on tap for you?
What's on tap is I'm going to watch a little bit of Baylor BYU.
Ooh,
I'm going to rewatch that because I watched it originally.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then we got Saints Seahawks tonight. I mean, look, Saints actually would be in the playoffs right now. They're five games in, so that's one thing to remember. They've only played five games.
Yeah,
so.
Jameis. I still don't know what to think of Jameis with Sean Payton. I don't know yet.
I'm not buying Jameis.
It
certainly has been week to week, but Saints are at the Seahawks. Who'd you take in this? Saints favored by 5.5.
I think I'll take the Saints because I don't even know if Russell Wilson's playing.
I think
playing.
Russell's still out.
He's still out? No, I'll take the Saints.
You're not a Geno guy?
No, not a Geno guy. That's right.
Geno.
Oh,
Geno came in here throwing dimes.
Oh, I remember that.
Stedman Bailey, Tavon Austin.
Oh, yeah. That was a hype game, too.
God, the first six games of the year, he was so on point.
They were undefeated to that point. And then I want to say they lost the next five.
That was jump around. Didn't they lose?
Like, didn't they go on like four game losing streak or something?
No, I want to say they finished seven and five.
Yeah, they lost like a four
they
game
started
losing streak
out
or
red
something.
Hot. What are you doing? You did all your wifey stuff this weekend.
Yeah, actually, I'm cooking tonight. Cooking
what are you cooking?
Pork chops, man. Been having them seasoned for 24 hours.
You've been doing those. You brine them?
Yeah, for 24 hours. Thin. Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. I'm going to fry them up, though. Old school.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, they're
going
to be good.
What's going with that?
Whip them potatoes up, man, with some bacon and cheese.
Wow.
That sounds great. When do we get it to come
over? I about to say.
What time should I arrive?
Yeah.
Hey. One day I'll cook for the crew.
With all the storms in San Francisco, the cyclones.
That's right.
Paul and I did EGAT today before the show, and about 25 minutes in, his power went out, so we're going to finish off the second half of
the
EGAT.
The bomb cyclone cut you off?
And then that'll be up at some point tonight. Everyone gets a trophy.
Nice.
We got Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up, then Instant Serious. For John and Rod, I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great night. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace and hook 'em.
Clinics with services including OSHA certified.